Vancouver. A family member of one of two men who died when a tugboat sank off British Columbia's northern coast is pushing for federal government action after the Transportation Safety Board concluded the accident highlighted major systemic issues in the transportation industry. Troy Pearson, the 58-year-old pilot, and 25-year-old crew member Charlie Cragg died in the water after the tug Ingenica sank in February 2021. A third crewman made it to the life raft and was rescued hours later. In a report released Wednesday, the Safety Board issued four recommendations, including that Transport Canada begin regular inspections of tugs of 15 gross tonnage or less and require risk assessments on the smaller boats. It also called for improvements to the waiver system required to pilot a tug. The Pacific Pilot Authority, the Crown Corporation that maintains safe pilot service in BC's coastal waters, had implemented a process where some vessels, mostly tugs and barges, could obtain a pilotage waiver if the operator met certain requirements, the report said. However, the authority does not verify that the information submitted meets regulatory requirements, and Safety Board Chair Kathy Fox said the pilot didn't hold the required certificate for competency and should not have been given a waiver. The Safety Board is recommending the authority verify eligibility requirements before issuing waivers and implement a process for verifying ongoing compliance. Cragg's mother, Genevieve Cragg, said the accident was 100% predictable and 100% preventable. Charlie and Troy paid the highest price with their lives to make change happen. These recommendations announced today by the board are critical and cannot afford any further delay, she said. Fox said that in its 50 years in operation, the Ingenica had never been inspected by regulators. Currently, Transport Canada does not require inspections of tugs that are under 15 gross tons, and while the department has a goal of inspecting 3% of vessels per year, most will go years without inspections or are never inspected at all, Fox said. That leaves compliance with the law up to representatives, often the owners of the boats, who may not be aware of the rules. And as the probability of an inspection and enforcement by Transport Canada is low, authorized representatives may not be motivated to ensure compliance, she said. Fox said the board has investigated six occurrences of similar-sized tugs since 2015 and their systemic safety issues have been on its safety watch list for 13 years. Clifford Harvey, the Safety Board's Director of Marine Investigations, said the probe into the Ingenica sinking determined there were inconsistencies in the way safety drills were conducted and they weren't done in accordance with regulations. While they may have been shown the location of life-saving equipment, there wasn't a drill performed to practice donning the life-saving equipment, he said. Charges under the Workers' Compensation Act were laid last month against the tug company, Wainwright Marine Services, and one of its senior officials, alleging violations of occupational health and safety regulations. This report by the Canadian Press was first published March 8, 2023. Ashley Joanno, The Canadian Press.